BBC News with Jerry Smith. President Trump is expected later today to withdraw his backing for the international agreement that restricts Iran's nuclear program. The other signatories to the accord, Britain, France, Germany, China and Russia, have been lobbying against such a course of action. The Trump administration has moved against former President Obama's Affordable Care Act for the second time in the space of a day. The White House now says it will stop paying subsidies to health insurance companies. The Democrats have reacted furiously. A new study has found that 25 million people each year die in pain because they do not have access to morphine. The suffering is especially high among people living in less developed countries. Firefighters in Northern California are continuing their battle to bring under control the numerous blazes that have burnt for 5 days. More than 30 people are known to have died in the deadliest fires in the state's history. Vietnamese officials say the number of people killed by floods and landslides in central and northern provinces has risen to 54. Rescue teams are searching for 39 others. There's been extensive damage to farmland. The leaders of Mexico and Canada say they're trying to secure a renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement that will benefit all three members. On Wednesday, President Trump said he was ready to strike a bilateral deal with Canada if no progress was made. The chief executive officer of the South Korean technology giant Samsung Electronics has resigned. Kwon Oh-hyun said the time had come for the company to start anew with younger leadership. In August, Samsung's former head was jailed for 5 years for bribery. And preliminary results from Liberia's presidential election suggest the former international football star George Weah is on course to win the most votes in the opening round. BBC News.